The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the September 30th issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Tune in alert. Our first story today, your handy guide to soaps the week of September 30th. From The Bold and Beautiful, Will shares his true feelings about Bill with Katie on Monday, September 30th, and Ridge becomes frantic when he finds an unconscious Taylor. On Tuesday, October the 1st, Brooke reminds Steffi that Ridge is committed to her, not Taylor, and Ridge reels upon learning Taylor's diagnosis. Taylor hesitates when Ridge pushes her to get a second opinion on Wednesday, October the 2nd. Dr. Grace Buckingham runs medical tests on Taylor on Thursday, October the 3rd, and Bill gets vulnerable with Katie. On Friday, September the 4th, Brooke learns the truth about Katie's fear, and Taylor is skeptical about her diagnosis. From Days of Our Lives, Abby informs Kate of Hattie's ultimatum when Johnny apologizes to Chanel on Monday, September the 30th. Stephanie opens up to Jada about her relationship with Alex on Tuesday, October the 1st, as Abby, Kate, and Leo scramble to prepare for the first day of taping of Body and Soul. Brady begs Christian not to save him on Wednesday, October the 2nd. And on Thursday, October the 3rd, Maggie urges Xander to give up on his vendetta against Brady and Marlena, questions Brady about his feelings for Christian. Abigail and Mark discuss her efforts in fooling Chad on Friday, October the 4th, while EJ plans to sue Stefan for defamation. And from General Hospital, Elizabeth opens up to Terry on Monday, September the 30th. Nina and Curtis are puzzled. Brennan briefs Robert, and Mac makes his feelings clear, and Carly wants answers. General Hospital will be preempted Tuesday, October the 1st, and Wednesday, October the 2nd, for baseball playoffs. On Thursday, October the 3rd, Sam wants to clear the air. Molly challenges Alexis. Elizabeth urges caution. Trina confides in Ava, and Portia questions Brad. Also in this issue of Soap Opera Digest, breaking news. Kelly Monaco films her final episode as General Hospital Sam by Mara Levinsky. Friday, September the 27th, was Kelly Monaco's final day of filming at General Hospital in the role of Samantha McCall, a role she has played since October the 1st, 2003, according to a post on X, formerly Twitter, by her mother, Kamina Monaco. In her heartfelt post, the actress's mother wrote, "I want to take this moment to reach out to Kelly's incredible fans and express my deepest gratitude for the unwavering love, loyalty, and support you've shown her throughout her time on General Hospital. On this final day, just 4 days shy of the anniversary of her first episode on October the 1st, 2003, Kelly will close the door on her dressing room for the last time. This moment is a difficult one, but knowing that she has had such an incredible, devoted fan base has given her strength. You've stood by her through every twist and turn, celebrating her achievements and providing comfort in the hard times. Your love and dedication have meant more than words can express, not only to Kelly, but to all of us who care so deeply for her. Thank you for being there, for believing in her, and for reminding her of the impact she's made. We will always be grateful for you standing with her through it all." Monaco's legions of fans have been bracing themselves for this day since the news first broke on August 26 that the actors would be exiting the show in what set-side sources described to Digest as a storyline-dictated decision. The move sent shockwaves through the soap community as sparked a major outcry among viewers, who campaigned for the show to reverse its decision via a petition, which was garnered nearly 16,000 signatures as of September 27th. That declared, we are making a plea to the producers and the network. Keep Kelly Monaco on General Hospital. By signing this petition, you are standing with the thousands of General Hospital fans and preserving a valuable part of the show's history. It's time to respect the dedication and emotional investment of the viewers, and especially Kelly, who have dedicated their time and heart into the character. Join us in this critical rallying cry. Let's keep Kelly Monaco on General Hospital. Other fan-led initiatives included the still ongoing use of social media hashtags like Stand with Kelly, Save Kelly, and Save Sam McCall. Devoted organizers even sent a billboard truck to the General Hospital studio earlier this month to amplify the movement's I Stand with Kelly message. Thus far, the show has not given off official confirmation of Monaco's departure, and Monaco has herself mostly been silent on social media. On September the 15th, however, she did take an Instagram on the one-year anniversary of the passing of her close friend and former GH leading man, Billy Miller, who died by suicide. Deuces, I've got your back, and you always had mine. I will tell our story soon enough. I love and miss you, and beyond, she wrote. Monaco began her daytime career in 2000 on General Hospital spinoff Port Charles, becoming one of that show's most popular players as tortured heroine Livy Locke. When PC was canceled in 2003, she was pursued by all three networks that then had soaps on the air, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and chose to join General Hospital. She explained to the Digest in 2023 in an interview celebrating her 20th anniversary with the show, because I was like a diehard General Hospital fan. That was my dream. I was like General Hospital all the way. So I was thrilled when the ABC daytime president, Brian Franz, said they would create a role just for me. In that interview, Monaco also reflected on the two-decade evolution of General Hospital's alter ego, noting Sam came onto the canvas only having herself and her brother, always taking care of someone and never being taken care of. I think the biggest evolution for her is starting from being a really lonely, scared woman and becoming a woman who is still really independent, but is protected by family and friends, and love and relationships and loyalty. And she never had that before. Now she has a family and kids. She came in bent and broken, and I feel like there's a lot of her that's still broken, but she's constantly sort of putting the Rubik's Cube together. All the pieces don't fit perfectly yet, but it's certainly not broken anymore. In the current storyline, Sam is in serious relationship with Dante, raising two children, Danny and Scout, along with Dante's son, Rocco. She is also playing an active role in the drama swirling around her family, with her mother, Alexis, recently having been arrested for murder, and her two half-sisters, Christina and Molly, at great odds after the tragic death of the baby girl Christina was carrying as a surrogate for Molly and her domestic partner, TJ. General Hospital also really announced the imminent return of the character of Lucas Jones, who is Sam's half-brother. Monaco's final episode will air this fall. Also in this week's episode of Soap Opera Digest, some casting news. Vail Bloom is out as the young and restless Heather by Diane Brunstein. After the Thursday, September 26th episode of The Young and Restless, it appears that Heather Stevens has met a grisly end, courtesy of a spiraling Sharon who is off her meds. In previewing this week's events, head writer and executive producer Josh Griffith hinted to a Digest, a series of shocking events will further connect Sharon and Daniel this week, including Phyllis. The years of hurt feelings and anger between these characters will reach a boiling point and take everyone to an unexpected ride. While it looks like it could really be the end of Heather, and therefore probably the end of the latest Young and Restless run for portraiture veil Bloom, the young and restless isn't commenting, which leaves Bloom's official status up in the air. Is there a twist and Heather isn't actually dead? Well, that wouldn't be the first time Sharon's storyline has included an apparent death that turned out to be greatly exaggerated. Longtime fans will recall when it appeared that she had killed Cameron and when she was involved in covering up JT's murder. Bloom was the first actress to portray Paul Williams' daughter, Heather, as an adult and joined the show back in 2007, staying until 2010. All My Children veteran, Eden Reigel, took on the attorney next in 2010. She left in 2011. As the World Turn star Jen Landon played her in 2012. That was the last fans had seen of the character until Bloom returned to the role last year to help usher in the return of Michael Grasdale as Daniel Romalotti. In 2023, when Bloom was newly returned to the show, she appeared on Soap Opera Digest Dishing with Digest podcast and spoke about what it was like when she was first cast on The Young and Restless. Honestly, I remember Graz the most, and I look back and I'm not sure how many scenes we had together, but we just had so much fun and a really good connection as friends, she recalled. I was a newcomer, and I remember how comfortable everyone was because they'd been there so long, and how confident and playful people were. And I do remember it was really lovely. The talented actress also addressed how she felt about getting that call to return to the show. I was surprised. It was so nice to get the call. Definitely didn't expect it just because it had been so long, she said. It's a strong woman, and it's very easy to respect her. I'm really proud to have her storyline. I think she is a good role model for women, so it was easy to dip into her. I respect her a lot, so it's a very easy role for me. So is this truly the end of Heather, or could this somehow be a nightmare that will finally wake up Sharon and make her realize how far she's come off the rails since stopping her bipolar medication? Stay tuned to find out. Also in this edition of Soap Opera Digest, In Memoriam, the Days of Our Lives superstar Drake Hogsden, who played John, dies at age 70. By Mara Levinsky. One of daytime's most beloved and iconic stars, The Days of Our Lives' Drake Hogsden, who John Black, passed away on September 28, 2024, one day shy of his 71st birthday. In a statement shared via Days of Our Lives, the Hogsden family wrote, "It's with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of Drake Hogsden. He was thrown the curveball of his life when he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but he faced the challenge with incredible strength and determination. After putting up an unbelievable fight, he passed peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. He was the most amazing husband, father, papa, and actor. He loved performing for the Days of Our Lives audience and sharing the stage with the greatest cast, crew, and production team in the business. We love him, and we will miss him all the days of our lives." Executive producer Ken Corday added, "This is a very difficult one for all of us. Hoagie was the ultimate team player, and there are not sufficient words to express how deeply he will be missed. His impact on our show, personally and professionally, was profound and will forever remain unmatched." Also in this week's Soap Opera Digest, General Hospital Spoilers, Guess Who's Back in Town? By Diane Brunstein. Back in Port Charles, the action in this General Hospital spoiler preview for the week of September 30th begins with Anna spilling details about her rescue mission with Jason to find Lucky to Felicia. "You're never going to believe who steps out of the woodwork," she says, while the next shot we see is Holly coming into view. Molly is meeting with her mother in the visitors area of Pentonville, and she's trying to get through to Alexis. "You're putting your future on the line to protect Christina. For what?" she asks, simply incredulous that her mother would do this. Will Alexis have a good enough answer to her youngest daughter's questions? A piece of the puzzle. Rick goes to see his client at the Jerome Gallery, and Ava has a different take on his other case than he may have been able to see for himself. "Are you suggesting that someone altered Heather's test results?" he asks. "The woman who has been known to play loosely with her law herself?" The bigger question, will Ava realize who that person could actually be? She may want to think hard about her close relationship and friendship with Trina before she says more that could put Portia in line of fire. Suddenly, the entire feel of the promo changes as we see a man's back looking through the glass panes of the door at Bobby's. Also in this issue, an interview exclusive. GH's Tabiana Ali, who plays Trina, dishes about her new film, Empire Waste, by Mara Levinsky. Before Tabiana Ali assumed the role of heroine Trina Robinson on General Hospital, she shot a special film that was released at long last on September 27th. Titled Empire Waste, "I filmed it in 2001, right before I got General Hospital," reports the actress. It was written and directed by Claire Ayoub and produced by Justin Baldoni. "I play the role of Honor, who is part of the mean girl clique in the high school, but she is not the mean girl. She actually is a very free, vibrant, kind of silly young girl who just wants to have fun. But because of the friendship clique she's in, she doesn't really get the opportunity or chance to express herself so freely." The movie, enthused Ali, is a really fun coming-of-age story. The premise of it, the actual synopsis of the plot, is that there is a young plus-size girl who is not so confident, played by Mia Kaplan. She loves designing and making clothes, but because of her insecurities, she doesn't feel like she can succeed as a designer. But then she meets another girl who is also really vibrant and plus-sized, played by Jamina Yavu, and they kind of work together with other girls to kind of show that no matter your race, your age, your size, your height, your sexuality, or your gender, you can be confident and be happy in your skin. What most stands out to Ali about the process of filming Empire Waste, she says, is Claire Ayoub, the actual writer and director herself. Claire is just amazing. And the heart and soul that she put into this movie was so alive that it ran through all of the cast and crew. I don't think we could have gotten a better cast and crew, honestly. The majority of the cast and crew were women, and to see all of these women doing what might technically be considered a male-dominated sport and taking it on and running with it and thriving in it, it was just amazing to see. It felt like everyone was on the same wavelength, and I really credit that to Claire, because, as I said, she put so much heart and soul into that script that it literally transformed into something magical. I think her energy is just unworldly. She has to be an alien, but from a planet of love. She is just an absolutely amazing person. The actress says she is so excited that people, herself included, are finally going to get to see the final project of Ayoub's labor of love. "This is going to be my first time seeing it, too. I haven't seen it since we shot it," Ali notes, "and I'm just really excited to see what everybody thinks of it. I know they'll like it. I know they'll love it. I mean, it has won a lot of awards already on the festival circuit, and I think that's saying a lot." Ali introduced the flick and shared a snippet of her alter ego. Also in today's Soap Opera Digest, breaking news, General Hospital recasts Lucas with As the World Turns alumni Van Hensis by Mara Levinsky. October surprise, As the World Turns alumni assumes the role of Lucas Jones on General Hospital early next month, the news was first reported by TV Insider. Big news for Port Charles watchers. Van Hensis, best known for daytime fans for his As the World Turns run as Luke Snyder from 2005 to 2010, has been tapped to take over the role of Lucas Jones on General Hospital. His first air date will be Friday, October the 4th, although it is possible that a Major League Baseball postseason wildcard game will preempt the show on Thursday, October the 3rd, pushing the episode slated to air on Friday off until Monday, October the 7th. Hensis, a Massachusetts native, earned 3 Daytime Emmy Award nominations for his AWT work, 2 as Outstanding Younger Actor, and 1 for Outstanding Supporting Actor. He notched 4 additional Daytime Emmy acting nominations for playing Tom on the web-turned, streaming-turned cable series Eastsiders. The actor was part of a trailblazing gay storyline on ATWT, and Luke and the character of Noah Mayer, played by Jake Silverman, shared the first same-sex male romantic kiss to air on soaps. It took place on August 17, 2007. Hensis noted to TV Insider that it feels great to be playing another gay character in the daytime landscape, enthusing, I love that Lucas is not the only gay character on the show. It's great that we're at a place where it's so casual, just like how it is in real life. There are gay people in life, so there should be gay people on soaps and queer people and trans people and all of that. So the fact that it's so ingrained and it's not like the gay character or the gay storyline feels really nice. The character of Lucas was born on GH back in 1989. He is the biological son of the late Cheryl Stansberry and the late Julian Jerome, though for a time his father was believed to be Robert Scorpio, who had been romantically linked to Cheryl. Lucas was adopted by Bobby Spencer Jones and Tony Jones during their marriage. Lucas came out as gay in high school in the fall of 2005. After his father, Tony, died in 2006, Lucas moved to Seattle, but he returned to Port Charles in 2014 and became intertwined with his newly minted family members, biological father Julian and half-sister Sam. Now a doctor, Lucas began working at the hospital and was pursued by 2 handsome co-workers, Brad and Felix. Lucas got serious with Brad, and they tied the knot in 2016. In 2018, Lucas was overjoyed when he and Brad adopted baby Wiley, the biological son of Willow Tate and Shiloh Archer, but his family and marriage fell apart in 2020 when it came out that Brad had actually taken Nellie and Michael's biological son, the thought-to-be-dead Jonah, and passed him off as Wiley. Lucas divorced Brad over his duplicity, and Lucas then left town off-camera in 2021 and returned to Port Charles, most recently in January of 2024, on the sad occasion of Mother Bobby's death. Lucas was played by several different actors as a baby, infant, and young child. As an adolescent and high schooler, he was played by Logan O'Brien, then J. Evan Bonifant, then C.J. Thomason, then Ryan Carnes, then Beg Hogginston, and then Carnes returned to play Lucas from 2014 to 2020. And after Matt Trudeau made several appearances starting in 2020, Carnes returned again briefly in 2024 as part of the tribute to his on-screen mother, the late Jacqueline Zeman, and her character, Bobby. Hannes has a key connection to the GH cast and Mara West, who plays Ava, who played Carly on ATWT. On GH, she now plays his paternal aunt. The actor told TV Insider that when they taped their first scenes together as Ava and Lucas, she didn't know I got cast and I was coming out of a wardrobe fitting and she was grabbing her wardrobe for the day. And she just looked at me and it was like she saw a ghost. She was like, Van. And she gave me a big hug and then she was like, wait, are you Lucas? And I was like, yeah, and she screamed so loudly that the security guard came down to see because they thought somebody was getting hurt or something. With the recent return of Lucas's ex, Perry Shen's Brad Cooper, to the canvas, might there be another chapter in their romance in store, or does GH have another storyline purpose in mind for the character? Stay tuned to find out. From this week's Tune In Alert, General Hospital, I Can Never Tell If You're Bluffing by Diane Brunstein. For Friday, September the 27th on General Hospital, the spoilers tease that things are really heating up at Sidwell's compound. It looks pretty dire, so Holly makes a bold move. Sidwell has Holly in his grasp with a knife ready to stab her in the stomach as Lucky is trying to stop him. "I can never tell if you're bluffing," Sidwell says. Tracy gloats as she makes a move that has Cody mad. Does she really try to fire Sasha as the Quartermain's cook, or has Cody made a big assumption? "You should know if you do. I'm going to," he tells the older woman. Will Tracy be able to calm things down and get her friend back? Does Lucy run into her former love, Martin? "Is that why you haven't called me?" she asks someone. She was pretty steamed when he took off and wouldn't take her calls. Teasers also say that Lucy gives Natalia a history lesson. Is it about poor Charles? Because she could simply give her the book, she wrote. Robert and Diane go out on the town. Are these two rekindling things now just as Holly may be on her way back to town? "Don't be too sure of that," says Robert. "What is going on here?" Elsewhere, Carly meets with Brennan. She is desperate to find out what is happening with Jason and his attempt to bring home Lucky to save Lulu's life. "I've done as much as I can. The rest is up to them," Brennan tells Carly. Martin has been hired by Sonny to get Alexis off the hook, and Sonny wants an update. "I would hope that you would make that happen," says Sonny. Does he know that Martin thinks Alexis's best chance is to direct the investigations towards Sonny? Outside of Port Charles, Jason and Anna are behind bars at Sidwell's compound when Jason grabs Anna into a kiss. Is this for real, because they may be dying, or a diversion for the guards? Let us know what you think. And our final story today, a tune-in alert. Guiding Light alumni Beth Chamberlain joins The Locker Room by Diane Brunstein. On Thursday, September the 26th at 7 p.m., pay tribute to the impactful story of domestic violence that was portrayed on Guiding Light with one of the show's stars, Beth Chamberlain, who played Beth Raines from 1989 to 2009, when she appears live with host Alan Locker on The Locker Room. The actress will be on the show to discuss the importance of supporting victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. Joining her will be Sandra Page Cook, the development officer at the Center for Safety and Change, to shed light on their incredible work in the community. Also on hand for this part of the discussion will be her former co-star and on-screen mother, Tina Sloan, who played Lillian Raines from 1983 to 2009, as they reflect on GL's impactful domestic violence storyline and its lasting impact. Beth and Lillian were involved in a domestic abuse story when the characters originally debuted on GL. At the time, Beth was portrayed by Judy Evans, now Days of Our Lives Bonnie, and Beth was sexually abused by her stepfather, Bradley Raines, played by the late James Rebhorn. The issues of domestic violence are revisited in Beth's storyline in the late 90s with Beth's former boyfriend from her years in Arizona, Carl Stevens. Through a series of circumstances, he returned and caused trouble for his ex. Harley had tried to use Beth to get Carl to confess to the abuse, but when she had to briefly leave the scene, she returned to find Carl dead. Beth became the main suspect in the ensuing murder investigation. While digging into the crime, Harley found out that Lillian had hired a hitman to scare Carl away. In the end, though, it turned out that it was Beth's young daughter, Lizzie, who had accidentally killed Carl, then blocked out her memory of the traumatic event. Chamberlain will also be on the show to discuss the upcoming Rockland Woman Leaders Hall of Fame celebration, where she will be honored by the Center for Safety and Change. Chamberlain is being recognized for her incredible work with her business venture, Nyack Boot Camp, where she empowers people of all ages to enhance their physical well-being through exercise while also fostering mental health by creating a secure and encouraging community. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake. for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.